Welcome to the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman here on Michigan Avenue, live right now. Lots of activity as protesters take to the streets here in Chicago, downtown Chicago, up and down Michigan Avenue. Lots of police presence. We're safe. Pete and I are safe. Let's not get crazy. Justin Kaufman with you till 11. Patty takes over at 11. We'll do a quick hour here. A little bit later, we'll talk about the Museum of Design, which is right here in Chicago. We'll talk about their City of Ideas exhibit, which they have at the Block 37. It's a five-year anniversary for the Museum of Design here in Chicago Museum of Design. So that we'll talk with the guys who came up with the Design Museum, talk about the exhibit as well. And also tonight, we got to talk about what a day. Inauguration Day in this country, 2017. Woo! It is electric. I was out on the streets. I had to go to my California Pizza Kitchen. I think I mentioned that earlier in the week. We were going. And there were a bunch of protesters on Michigan Avenue. I was with my son. And I was showing him the signs. It's like, hey, take a look. They're protesting today's inauguration. Did you guys talk about the inauguration in school today? No. What'd you guys do? Oh, we played on our Chromebooks. All right. Okay, great. That's fine. They did quizzes, online quizzes. Anyway, some guy, one of the protesters, he turns, he goes, are you visiting? And there's probably like a part of me, you know, that's a Chicagoan. It's like, no one asked you. Mind your own business. No, I'm like, no, we live down here. We live. Oh, did you just come down to, that's because you just come down for the fun? Dude, move along, right? So what really got me, though, is that he does this thing. Then he says to me, it's quite a time to be down here. I don't know what your political views are, but it's important to be out on the street. And I'm like, uh-huh. And like, I'm just like waiting for the light to turn green. And I go, well, I mean, it is Chicago. I mean, there's probably going to be a lot of people who think a certain way. This, you know, this town, it's a blue state. And he goes, I goes, are you from Chicago? I go, do you live in Chicago? He goes, if you call this living. I'm like, all right. A lot of quips.
Ready with the quips.
You know what? The walk sign's on, buddy. Keep moving. Like, I just got mad. I was mad. I'm like, what is, like, you can pry into my life. The minute I ask you one question, you got a quip. Just a quip. Maybe he's a quipster. Maybe that's his thing. There's hipsters and quipsters. Big day here. I want to give my observations from today's inauguration festivities. This was the first inauguration that I think I watched in its entirety. I know that's hard to believe, you know, because I asked my brother that. I go, have you ever watched one? He goes, oh, they rolled a TV at my last work for Obama in 2008. Like, he was working at a not-for-profit here in Chicago. They rolled a TV in, like, wow, 10 a.m. to watch it. They're not a political organization or anything. It was just, I think the boss was liberal, and they're like, you got to see this. We're all going to take an hour to watch this together. But I think, you know, I've covered it, and it's kind of the event that you can get everything from rewatching it in the news or picking up stuff on the internet. But my biggest takeaway is I didn't realize how many priests and pastors got to speak. Like, when they announced it, they were like, and now the third pastor. I was like, all right, it's enough religion. I'm okay. I'm going to make it clear. I'm okay with God and the whole experience, but, you know, you can have one representative.
Mm-hmm. Cover all the bases.
You can do it all. There's too much at the top of that before they actually got to it. But I had to ask myself why I was watching. You know, and I thought about it. I'm like, well, you know what? I guess Washington, D.C., I think of like a sports, think about it in the realm of sports or even Hollywood. They just retooled. They had a couple bad years. Mm-hmm. It's like six straight bad years in Congress, you know. And it's interesting to me that Donald Trump is really, truly, he's kind of like when you bring the baby into the sitcom, to Family Ties or Full House. Donald Trump's like the Olsen twins for politics. He comes in, the ratings, you know, people are watching. I'm watching. I wasn't watching before. I'm interested. He's trying to bring D.C. back to its rightful place in popular opinion polls, right between trial lawyers and online journalists. That's where they should be. They've actually sunken much further. They're down by street jugglers. So Trump's going to
bring that up.
He's going to bring them back up to trial lawyers. Is where they. It was. It's funny because the speech. I actually watched it live. I was impressed with his oratory skills. That was something that you rarely see. Usually he's off the cuff. You know, he does that. You know, I think he does well when he doesn't just spew that mental diarrhea, which is every time. It really, it's just him gathering thoughts between thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
that sort of, this is going to be the best ever. Just, you're never going to see something so big. This is the biggest thing of all time. It's so great. I'm so great. All he's really doing is, what's next? What's next in my head? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Healthcare. You know, but that's how he does it. You know, it's like a placeholder in his mind to remember. Maybe it's because he's huffed so much gold spray paint off Russian call girls in his time that he just has syntax problems with his brain. You know what I mean? Like, at a certain point where he's just like, something is blocking, you know, the binary movement of the brain when it's the best you're ever going to see. Well, I forgot what I was going to say, but it's just amazing. It's going to be great. We're going to do great things. Oh, that's right. Military. I'm going to rebuild the military. So he does. Never been a movement like this in the world. What? Really? Does he really think that? It's kind of loaded in the way that, you know, there's Gandhi. There was the civil rights. I mean, even the Cubs victory parade kind of outdoes the Trump movement. It's not the biggest. It's not the first. Maybe it's the goldiest. I don't know. Something something in there. But back to the point. I liked his speech. I liked that he was critical of the clowns that were on the stage with him. That's what I liked the most. You know, like looking John Boehner's there. You know, and that's the truly is. I watched the Frontline, the Divided America. Jeff Carlin told us to watch it. I watched it today. Fascinating look at how we got from Barack Obama to Donald Trump. What happened in Congress? Well, all the stories that you would remember, everything about it. And the best part, and to digress, the best part is they do this sort of interstitial thing with talk radio. So whenever they need to be like, the country was reacting to healthcare, they would play like Rush Limbaugh, but they'd show a car radio. Mm-hmm. It's a documentary. Yeah. They show a car radio like 90.9, and you hear the voices like a montage of talk show hosts being like, Obama's wants to do what with healthcare? We can't let that happen. Like that kind of, yeah.
And then the new person.
And I'm like, that's what I want. Like, I want that. I want to, at some point, be in a political documentary of the times. Like, when the Trump documentary comes out, you know, in 4 years, mm-hmm. 8 years, whenever it is, I totally want to be one of those guys like, what is Donald Trump doing? The country, across the country, talk shows were worried. I don't get what this guy's trying to pull off. I think, you know, like, so we need to, like, maybe we can do some of those and then we can send it to the production company. Just send it to Hollywood or send it to Frontline and be like, if you want to use these, whatever you want to use.
Yeah, just do like 30 lines. Yeah,
exactly. What's he doing with Syria? It is great, though, that I love that the reaction to the speech today, and I didn't even know this. I turned on the news. I was like, oh, it was dark. It was narrow. It was dangerous. Like, I honestly, it's just like with movies. Like, when I saw the speech in person, I was like, oh, that's kind of an uplifting game. Seems like he's really telling the people he's for him. Then I turned on the news a little bit later, like, I can't believe how dark, how dangerous. I was like, oh, geez, sorry, I was wrong on that one.
The CNN. It should be fake news, but
yeah, fake news.
David Gregory or one of the guys, John King, said it was the most radical speech in the history of inauguration speeches.
I guess, I mean, it's funny because it's, of course, that's what you get when you rip on CNN or all the media for the last 2 months or ask a senator who he's railing against. That's what they're going to say. I mean, he campaigned against all those forces to get here. No one wants to hear this, but it's both sides, Republicans and Democrats, messed up so bad that the country voted for. I mean, really, the choices were a reality show star or a drooling grandpa from Vermont. I mean, Hillary was status quo. She was never going to win, right? So the speech today was really for those who they hired Donald Trump to treat those politicians that were on that stage like John Sally or Gary Busey. Whether or not either you open up the lemonade stand or you're fired, right? That's essentially what happened here. Let's get that guy. That guy will whip these politicians into shape. Now the politicians are like, that's dark. You're like, man, I think that's the whole point. All right, we got much more to talk about tonight, the inauguration day here. Also the protests here in Chicago. We'll get to some more observations here on the download. Justin Kaufman, stay with us. Download here on 720 WGN Radio. Quick 1 hour before Patty Vasquez comes in. Blackhawks with a big win tonight. Talking about the inauguration festivities, the Chicago police here on Michigan Avenue have turned on their squad car lights. So my guess is, as I see the police line up along Michigan Avenue here, that the protests that have been happening here in Chicago all night, first in front of the Trump Tower, then down, up and down Michigan Avenue, downtown in Grant Park, maybe coming back to North Michigan Avenue. Pretty much peaceful, although some vandalism It's interesting. Some people I saw on Facebook, it just comes with the territory. I remember I covered the protests of the Republican National Convention in 2008 in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And I remember the storyline being that it's peaceful. It's always peaceful. But there is always a faction that comes along. It's almost just vandals in hiding.
Mm-hmm.
They determine that this is something that, and we saw that in NATO, we saw it here in Chicago with the war in Iraq. There are people that their job is to go along with it and then once in a while kick a window out.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the PNC Bank get smashed by a hammer. Someone took a picture of the guy with a mask on his face, or you know they're doing graffiti all over cars and areas down in the park right now. You know, expletive Trump. And it's not indicative, and I know it's easy for the media, and you'll see it all over the place, but it's not when you're talking about hundreds, if not, you know, there are thousands of people out today. You're talking about a group of 10 guys,
mm-hmm.
and they're probably my roommates from college. It's like something they would do. Hey, I got to do. Hey, you guys want to go protest? It's great. Let's go protest. Get our voice heard. I got a better idea. Let's steal this stuff. All right, guys. All right. We're not on the same page. And you are going to see hundreds and thousands of people protest, maybe even millions today and tomorrow, because it's interesting because I get the concept I was just talking about before the break, this idea that, you know, America is fed up with Congress. It's really what it is. They're fed up with politicians across the board. And that's how Donald Trump became president, because they wanted to hire somebody to come in and change things up because it had to be. And you watch the Frontline Divided America segment or special, the documentary, you get it. Because it brings back, it stirs up that emotion. Because you're like, Republican, Democrat, you're like, nothing's getting done. This is the worst it's ever been. So you get it. But the problem is that there's probably a good chance, and it's a better chance than it should be, that Donald Trump's just a snake oil salesman who figured out a while back that this was happening. And they talk about it in this documentary. And he's just playing a part, just like he plays a businessman and celebrity or apprentice, you know? I mean, in today's speech, you kind of get the vibe that, you know, he's 3 months away of just doing everything by video, you know, and he's going to be like President Snow from Hunger Games, and it's going to be glitches in the video, and it's just going to be all about eat your dinner. I'm watching you. I see you. I see you in your underwear. Like, that's the vibe that he gives, especially that America First stuff, and he gets real mad at when he was doing that, and he's just like almost, that's the kind of thing I can understand that. It's possible, and you can see that as a collective voice on the streets of Chicago and other big cities, Washington, D.C., what we'll see with the Women's March tomorrow, is there's a lot of people that are just not buying. He's the right guy for that sentiment. And I think that that's where we're at, right? So he's got to prove himself. He's got a long way to go. He's got to prove himself. But you know what I didn't expect? Dick Cheney in a cowboy hat. Did you see when he walked in? I go, who's the guy in a cowboy? Oh, it's Dick Cheney.
It was a good look.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if he pulled it off or not. I mean, I respect the gumption to wear the thing.
Right. But. That's the point. I'm like, he spent 8 years in the White House. I mean, there's probably a lot of guys who came in with cowboy hats, and he was probably one of the guys in the back going, come on, man, take that off. Have some respect for the office. Now he comes in as a civilian. He's got a cowboy hat on.
He looks younger.
Yeah, he did. The weight and pressure of all the guilt. Starting so many wars. Actually, someone should have got a guard. If I would have saw him, I'd have been like, guard, I don't know if we got all the answers on these weapons of mass destructions, but he's back in the building. We don't have to get a subpoena. Just like ask him 3 questions. Did you have the evidence? No, we're not doing that today. Oh, this is celebrations. Okay, good. Also, hopefully today is the day that we've finally jumped a shark on memes. Yes, I get it. You keep a camera on Michelle Obama. She frowns for a millisecond. You catch it. You freeze it. You get it to work. And what you do is you start working on memes. Girl, please. I'm over this. Bye, Felicia. I mean, are we going to be you know what's going to happen? We're going to be subjected to these memes in like 6 months when there's like a controversial play. Someone's frowning in an NBA final. It's going to be like, show a picture of Michelle Obama. It's going to be like, really, LeBron?
Oh, yeah, that's going places.
Real Steph Curry? I'm watching you. It's like, I hope they, I hate that. They did it with Hillary Clinton today, too. They just were like clicking away and just feeding it to the internet. The Russian hackers on the internet. Make a meme out of this.
Yeah, her looking at, she was looking at Bill when Bill was like staring at Melania, allegedly.
Allegedly.
He was just looking somewhere.
Just creating. I don't know. I have a feeling there's some truth to that. given his history and all. Yeah.
You get all your you get all your news for the cast from the memes. That's how you do it. So I don't know. There's a lot. So today, I mean, Trump, he did get to the Oval Office. His first move, he changed the curtains from red to gold, and he removed the bust of Martin Luther King. At least he's consistent, right? I don't know about you guys. I'm not that confident in a leader who has an unhealthy obsession with the color gold, right? Maybe it's because I'm a kid of the 80s and I've seen enough Egyptian / Indiana Jones, like action adventures where the evil guy's like, gold, must get the gold. You know what I mean? Like, who in this modern society is that obsessed with gold?
Well, maybe subconsciously he wants to get us back to the gold standard.
Maybe.
Oh, that's it.
But, you know, I mean, all of, like, the corrupt, evil leaders in human history are depicted sitting on, like, a throne of gold, like a pile of gold, like the dragon, you know, guards the gold in The Hobbit. You know what I mean? Like, just, like, everything about, like, that healthy obsession, sort of unhealthy obsession of gold is usually around the weirdest villains in movie history.
Yeah, like
right?
Xerxes in 300.
Yeah.
And crazy. Did you see that throne?
Yeah, right. Exactly. you can't, like, so much gold. So that's kind of weird that he's so into gold that he wants to even make gold curtains in the White House, right? I don't know. Maybe that's just me. It's probably just me, but all I know is it never ends well for those guys, right? So maybe like it ended. I don't remember how it ended for Attila the Hun. Maybe it did well for him. I don't remember. Part of the thing that I skipped out on, you know, but I do know it was the best. Just the best ever. Attila the Hun was the best. He's the best. What am I waiting for? Oh, that's right. Break. We've got a break. The download. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get back to some news and then keep you updated on what's happening in protests here in Chicago. Stay with us. I'm wondering. I mean, there's a lot of police activity. There's police are lined up in front of our studio here on Michigan Avenue, and the cars got their lights on. So I'm assuming that they know more than I do in terms of, you know, the protesters coming back this way.
We've been watching Twitter up here, and for a while there it was pretty active as in terms of where they were and where the protesters and marchers were going. It's quieted down quite a bit, so we're trying to get a handle on exactly where they are, but it seems as though things are kind of petering out now, but of course, you know, we'll keep you updated.
Or they are going into, remember the Constructicons from the Transformers where they all turn into one big Transformer?
Be doing that.
So maybe the protesters are doing that right now where they're turning into the one big protester and they're just going to, like a monster, like a Transformer, just go up and down Michigan Avenue.
Like the water skiing pyramid?
Yeah.
And they're just getting bigger and bigger
exactly.
As the boat keeps going by.
That takes time. There's a lot, there's a lot right. a lot of pressure on the guys on the bottom of that pyramid, so. Rob, this download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman here on Michigan Avenue right now as protests wind their way through downtown Chicago. They've been up and down Michigan Avenue. It's funny, like I said earlier in the show, I was right here before he came in because the Blackhawks were on, so I was down here. But I was with my son, and we went and I dipped into the Dylan's candy shop next door.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to give him a quick, give him some candy. Eating all his pizza, you know, like a good dad. and the protests were going by. I could see him outside. And there was one that was waving like a flag and it had the word blood on it. I don't know what the saying was. It was like waving. And I turned
give
him
blood, probably.
Yeah, it's probably a give blood. It's definitely a donation thing, right? And it was funny because I looked over and I go, hey, what does that flag say? And he goes, eat candy every day? And I was like, what? And that's the slogan that's at the top of the door of Dylan's, or I don't know what it is, something like that, eat candy every day or something. And I'm like, not the sign in the store, the protesters outside. He's like, oh, I didn't even see those guys. I'm like, what? I don't know if I'm just a kid from Wonder Lake and I see the something out of the ordinary in Chicago, like protests and the chaos of it and all the sort of signs, everything, and there's something to it that I get wide-eyed where I'm like, oh, this is something different, you know? It's almost like I feed off that chaos. But my son's like, meh, that's Chicago.
How about some more gummies, Dad?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, cool, look at these are sour. I was like, oh, geez.
Can I get the lollipop tree, please? It's only $15.
15, that'd be on sale, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Clearance.
Yeah. Yeah, so as I say that, there are many people walking by with their Dylan's Candy Shop.
You mentioned it earlier, and I think I touched on it myself as well. By and large, I think the protesters were fairly well-behaved tonight, although there was one bank window smashed downtown. And then the ABC News truck had an expletive Trump spray-painted on the side of it. It was, and I think, I don't know if Rob Elgus was manning it, but I saw him tweet it out. So then I tweeted immediately back, well, I hope he doesn't have to clean it off.
He does.
He's out there with the Windex.
I think what this really says is there's still a lot of resentment in Chicago for Ron Major's retirement. I think that he was, you know, people are like, no, we're going to let ABC7 know. Also with PNC, those are some high, you know, ATM fees. No, I wonder how much you're going to see tomorrow. I mean, it's a women's march, but I still think you're going to see a lot of clashing, especially when you're talking about people, you know, coming in from all over the world, or the world, probably all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you drive across the Atlantic, stop at the Hardee's in the middle of the ocean. There's so many great pictures on social media of people stopping at the Hardee's. It's like, you know, like, hey, we're on our way, and there'll be a picture of five people, like, eating at hamburger at a rest stop in Pennsylvania, all in pink hats. I got a lot of that on my social media last 2 days.
yeah.
All right, so here come the protests, you know, both in Washington and here in Chicago. But I love the chant. This is what democracy looks like, because you got thousands that show up to celebrate, thousands to protest. I think that's a good thing. Thousands of journalists taking a picture of a trash can that's, you know, pushed over. a lot of Facebook Live of a trash can that was broken in D.C.
It almost looked like the picture of those journalists right. and citizen journalists taking a picture of that trash can. It almost looked like a whole bunch of med students, you know?
Yeah, like they were being... They're
about ready to become OBGYNs, yeah. and they're all kind of peering down, you know, the canal. They're all looking in the trash can.
It was so ridiculous. It was a great photo.
I mean, I laughed so hard when I saw that photo. And then you got like this little flame kind of flickering up from
the
trash
exactly.
can.
My favorite is the guys that got real low to the ground to get that angle, like the low to the ground angle, because they're, you know, they may be war correspondents or something in their past life. Real cool. That one's good.
They might
get a Lissigore for that one.
This one.
Yeah.
This one's going straight to TMZ, baby.
The protests here in Chicago, they marched all over Michigan Avenue, and then they realized the Disney store was all out of Rogue One stuffies. So they took the Lakeshore Drive, and because there's nothing that Trump hates more than people walking on Lakeshore Drive. You know, he was backstage at one of the balls, like, what is this? What is that? You can't walk. There's cars only. Trucks on the left. I always love that seems to be the go-to for protests in Chicago, to go walk on Lakeshore Drive. We're going to take over Lakeshore Drive. Well, I think I'm not sure that too many people are that. I think maybe at one time, maybe 15, 20 years ago, you did that, and you're like, wow, that's a feat. But now when you got Bike to Drive, you got other things like that.
People
now
are always
it's like,
on there.
They're always on
there. I always
Lakeshore
see a divvy,
Drive.
Somebody writing a divvy on there every now and again.
Go sit in on a Garrett's popcorn. You know, try to get Garrett's popcorn cheaper for the rest of us. This is what democracy looks like. $3.99 tins Garrett's popcorn. That would be worthwhile, right?
Go and completely like shut down Hard Rock, Rock and Roll McDonald's, the Portillo's. You know, so people can't get their combo
cakes,
sandwich with extra hot jardinere.
Just the drive through.
See,
protest the drive-thru. It's a mess already. Imagine if you put some 500 people in there.
If they're keeping me from my combo sandwich with the extra hot jardinere, I'm busting that line, man. I don't care.
Or you're rethinking your politics. You know, then you're like, maybe these guys have a point. They're stopping me from my combo.
you're looking a little cuddly there, Rob. Maybe you should walk it off.
You can't get to your combo sandwich. So you decide that maybe you also want to get into this Occupy movement.
I'd be like Ox and Stripes.
Right.
John Candy. When he's wrestling those women. Just go crazy.
You're a mean, fighting machine. That's a great, That would be a good movie to pull out to bring the country together, Stripes. There's a lot going on in that one. Fashion-wise, let's get to the balls. Let's get to the luxurious balls. First off, before we do anything, what again with the long tie? What's with Trump and the long tie? I don't understand it. I'm not an elite. I'm not the kind of guy who is like, you know, saying that everyone has to dress like page 15 in Vogue magazine. But I will redo my tie like 9 times if I don't get it to the right length. And I don't care what your politics are. Dude's tie is too long. It's too long.
Yeah, it's like mid-thigh.
He's getting close to the knee.
Mm-hmm.
It's so it's obnoxious for the middle class, working class guy who has to tie his tie 9 times to get it right. For this guy to be like, I'm doing it once, don't care how long it is, deal with it, I'm Donald Trump.
You know what, guys? I've got to defend Trump on this front.
You like the long tie?
No. Wait a minute. First of all, he's tall. He's like 6'2 or 6'3, okay? Can you imagine what you guys would be saying about him if he had one of those dorky brown clip-on ones that went down to like mid-belly? You guys would be killing him.
No, if he was able...
The tie's fine.
The tie is way too long. Secondly...
It's mid-thigh, Rob. That's too long.
It's not long. Mid-thigh. It's right down to about his belt buckle.
No.
Oh,
my God.
Not
anyone,
today.
Anyone, please. Today, it was way too long.
I'm Googling a picture. Hang on.
Google a picture, man. It's way too long. And when you walk in, you're not walking into the... you're not walking into the Wendy's for a burger. You're being inaugurated. Button up your jacket. You know how many times my grandpa slapped me in the back of the head because I didn't button my jacket when I stood up and unbutton it when I sat down? I mean, I know, again, I'm not trying to like paint myself as some sort of formal dressing elite. But these are simple things that you were taught like in maybe they didn't teach that at Ivy League schools. But of course they did.
It reminds me of, I went to Catholic high school, we had to wear a tie every day, and there was always, like, the kid next to me, in the locker next to me, would wear the same tie every day, and then he would tie it, it would be tied, and then take it off, and then hang it in his locker, and the next day put that same tie back on. I think that's what
Rance Priebus should be doing.
I remember an etiquette book, it was Roger upstairs.
Roger's got it.
When I was very young, an etiquette book. That says the tie is to break at the belt buckle.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So is his below the belt buckle?
It's at the knee.
Mid-thigh. It's mid-thigh. That is not an exaggeration.
It's not an exaggeration.
This is not fake news.
It's him walking up like, hey, I'm here. Man, I barely remembered how to get dressed. Hey, I'm going to make a speech. I'm going to get out of here. By the way, at the luxurious balls that he's at, his first song was My Way. They did My Way, which Pete reminded me the first line of that song is, and now the end is near. It's kind of a strange song to be the first song at your inaugural ball. But
there's another line in there. It says, regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention.
And it was also saying, but I think it was... I read this whole thing. I was confused if it was for My Way or another Sinatra song, but Paul Anka was supposed to sing the song, but he had a commitment, so they just had a different singer do it, and then I didn't recognize the singer in any sense, so it wasn't like a popular thing, but a weird choice to do the slow, like such a slow dance. And also, you know, after you did a speech, it was all about we, and I'm here for you, the people, and you're like, in my first dance, My Way. I did it my way. You can't tell me what to do. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up. Stay with us. Seven oh eight says, guys, his tie is perfectly fine. Seriously.
Thank you, 708.
No, absolutely not. Pete, you just told me some breaking news on the late night talk shows. So we're not alone in our assessment, our critique of his ties.
Yeah, I saw that somebody posted just on Twitter from Colbert's show tonight. He's doing a special Inauguration Day show, and his tie is super, super long.
See? It's too long. Although this could be a Trumpian thing. I want my tie to be longer than yours. I get the longest tie. You're not going to believe how long it is. It's the greatest, longest tie of all time.
I wonder what his bow tie looks like.
Yeah, he looked fine in it.
Bow tie was fine.
And the texter said, well, maybe he gained weight. But I'm just, as somebody who occasionally has to wear a tie, I find myself looking in the mirror and doing the whole thing. You know, when I get it to the point where I have to actually secure it, I measure it to my belly, to the buckle, and I go, ah, oh, geez, it's too short. Ah, oh, it's too long. I'm going to do it again. Oh, gosh. Oh, God, I'm such an idiot. Why can't I figure this stuff out? Anyone can figure this stuff out. And he just mocks me right in front of my face. All that work that I've put in, I've probably wasted, I don't know, collectively an hour and a half of my life.
Tying ties.
Collectively tying ties. Retying ties.
Here's what frustrates me. I'll have two ties. They're the exact same length. I will tie one tie, again, multiple times to get it right, and it'll look fine. I'll tie the other tie, and for some reason, it's short.
Yes.
And I'm saying to myself, what in the hell is going on here? The ties are the exact same length.
Yeah. It's a mystery.
And then I start sweating, and I start sweating through my T-shirt and my shirt. You know, I'm chubby to begin with.
That's a passage of being a man.
Damn it.
That's why I don't trust a man who does not try to get his tie at the right length. When he comes out and his tie is too long, I realize that all of that suffering you just talked about, Rob, and that we've all gone through, he can't relate to us. He's like, I'm not going to do it. One time, it's too long. Deal with it. I don't like that. Show me that you can suffer like we can. That's all I got to say to that. That's really the fashion report here on the download. That was, I'm done. I'm done with, until we see it again, and he'll do it. It'll be a press conference. He'll come out, and I'll just, I just don't understand it. At the ball, they're not doing too many balls this year.
Three, I think, yeah.
And there's not a great amount of entertainment. I guess that's what happens when you say you're going to dismantle the NEA. you get the piano guys from the Vegas from the crappy bar in the back of the Vegas hotel.
The obligatory Tubbs shot on the 30th floor with a glass of champagne.
Anyone for $5 will play some more Billy Joel. We'll play Piano Man again. You get those guys, or you get the karaoke, where the karaoke guy, the guy who runs it, he just does the karaoke. Okay, I'm gonna do one now. This is a classic from Eminem. No! Don't. Don't. Whatever you do, don't do that. So a lot of fun today. Inauguration Day. Patty will have more tonight coming up here right after the news. And we will also be back. And we'll talk. We'll have Touche on Monday. So Lundy and Roebling. I saw Roebling. And Roebling actually called out. He had a little bit of fashion stuff just watching him today on Channel 9 on GN. Talking a little bit about why Jimmy Carter was holding his own coat. He was like, someone to hold that coat for him. I'm like, yeah, it's the same thing. And then, of course, probably the best thing of the whole night was, or the whole day, was watching George W. Bush deal with the rain poncho. Like, what a national treasure that rain poncho is.
Man, I miss that guy. I miss seeing stuff like that. Oh, man.
All right, that's going to do it. Patty Vasquez up next. She's in the studio. Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm good.
What a day, huh?
It's crazy, and I felt like I had a police escort to the building today.
It's crazy.
But you were telling me off the air, did you want to ask me about the... How long did you spend talking about Trump's ties?
Way longer than we should
have.
I mean, it was a one-bit thing, and it just turned into a rant. Rob does not believe that Trump's ties are too long.
The tie is fine.
The tie is not fine. Pete agrees it is not fine.
708 said it was fine. The tie is fine. Policy's a bit questionable. The tie is fine.
Rob says the tie is fine.
You know what it is? I think it's more this. Maybe you already covered this, but his belly comes over the edge of the pants. So I also think there's sort of this sort of disheveled look. But maybe he seems like he's being a little rough and tumble. He's rolling up his sleeves. Maybe. I don't know.
I just feel like someone could step in right before he starts the big walk on inauguration morning and be like, okay, let's straighten that up. Here we go. And it just felt like he was coming out of a meeting.
I don't know how you get past the hair to the tie. I don't know how you get past that.
You know, we're just such a fashion show here on the download.
Are you coming down for the march tomorrow?
I am not. Pete is.
Pete is.
Yep, he's excited.
Pete, I have plans for you.
Oh, there
I'll
you go.
I'll tell you where the meetup is.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you got coming up on the show?
I have Representative McAuliffe, who's in our green room for the very first time on the show, joining Representative Martwick. And we have Chris Kennedy, who's an attorney and also a special needs advocate at midnight. As you know, the White House took down their disabilities protection page from their website.
So weird. I know.
But as long as you can buy, maybe the jewelry page for Melania will go toward nothing.
I just love that right away they get changed. It's just like, that's what, yes, we were waiting for that website to
finally
change. Finally, they changed the website.
Thank God we're not going to take care of people who are the most vulnerable.
Yeah, right.
And then we have Whiskey and a Cookie and Adam Seltzer coming
up. All right, sounds good.
Good to see you.
Well, have a great weekend.